So let's discuss something that relates to today's daf, to yesterday's daf. Daf Lamed Beis in Masechet Shabbos. The Gemara says the following. Let's start off in this direction. I'm sure many of you have gone to a bris, and the minig is at certain parts of the part of the bris, you say Kashem Shnichnas Lebris, can you connate Litoira Ulchuba Ulamaisim Tovim? What do Maisim Tovim mean? My good deeds. So what's the obvious question? If you were given the assignment to put these three brachos in order, what order, how would you arrange? You'd say Kashem Shnichnas Lebris, can you connect Litoira Ulamaisim Tovim Ulchuba? You want to wait for the boy to come l'maisim tovim after he gets married. I assume you would want him ready to have maisim tovim. No?
The order, because marriage and a wife will increase your doing of maisim tovim.
Okay, so that is true, but why should it first start? Why should it first start after you get married? Some may even argue that the Ma'asim Tovim should start before Torah. As soon as the boy already is a katan, he should already be accustomed to be doing Ma'asim Tovim. Then he gets a little older, a little more mature, then you teach him Torah, and then he gets married. Why are Ma'asim Tovim saved for the very, very end? It's a very difficult question, and there are many answers, but it's a good question. And this is the minhag Yisrael to say Ma'asim Tovim. Today, yesterday's daf, is a very scary Gemara. Let me read you the words of the Gemara. Rebbe Omer, ba'avoy nidonim, if a person fails to fulfill his vows, bonim mesim kishehein ketanim. Rachmon Litzlan, is a terrible punishment that children die when they are young. Shenemar, al titein espicha lachati espisarecha, do not allow your peh to bring sin upon you, to bring sin upon your basar, your flesh. Do not tell the angel, the Malach HaMoves, kishkogohi, it was an accident, I just forgot to pay my bills, I forgot to fulfill my vows. Why should Hashem get angry at your voice, at your vows? A person makes a vow, he is expressing he's using his voice to promise something. The chibel, and by violating, not being true to your word, you are chibel, you are destroying es ma'asei yodecha, the work of your hand. So where in this pasuk in Koheles do we find the remez to ba'avoin nedarim banim? Bonim Mason Kishahin Kitanim. So the Gemara goes on to explain, a Zehe Maase Yodov Shel Adam. What are the Maase Yodov? The work of his hands of a human being, Hevi Oimer Bonov Uvinoisov Shel Adam. The Maase Yodov, the true accomplishments of a human being, are his children. Person devotes his time, his effort, his money, his resources to raise good children. Children are called the Maase Yadav, the product of your labor, the work of your hand. And therefore, when we plug this into the pasuk, when the pasuk says, "Altid nespich lachdis berach," do not cause your peh to bring sin upon your flesh. Why should Hashem be angry at you for your false words and destroy your ma'ase yodecha? It means the children. Ba'avoin nedarim bonim mesim kishehem kitanim. The Gemara is explicit. Ma'ase yodav is children. Now we can understand the nusach that was said by a bris milah. Kishem shenichnas lebris, ken yikanes letoira, ulechoba, ulemaisim toivim. Now it doesn't say ma'ase yodav, but it's the same idea. Good ma'asim. May this little 8-year-old baby, may he be zoicha to have good children. You're already giving a bracha to the rachanimal at the time of his bris, that he should also one day be zoicha to have children. He should be part of the shalsheles hayuchsin. And now it makes perfect sense why Ma'aseh Yadav comes after Chuba. You don't chas v'shalom want him to have children before he gets married. So the order is a very, what?
I thought you were going to say, get him out of the house so that he's not subject to the punishment. He has a family of his own.
Get him out of the house.
Get him out of the house so you don't get him into trouble.
So you don't get him into trouble. Okay. But this is really what it means. This is a similar understanding. You're giving the child the bracha, k'shem shnichus l'briski l'toira, or l'chopa, and he should also have children. Ma'isim toivim. What are ma'isim toivim? It's the same idea. Ma'isim means good ma'isim. Ma'isim yadav means not just children. Ma'isim yadav just now means children. It means you should have good children. You're already giving a bracha. It's an incredible insight that how much in advance you're giving a person a bracha that they should succeed in life. Things which the average person, you don't think about this. You know, this story which has been denied categorically by Rav Chaim Kanievsky. The story has been denied, but there's something to it. Years ago, that we all know there's a Shidduch crisis. Everyone knows that, no secret. And years ago, became this craze, the story was circulating, that Why is there a problem? Someone supposedly went to the stipler and said to the stipler, I have a daughter in Shidduchim and I'm having a very hard time. So the stipler said to him, supposedly, when she was born, did you make a kiddush? Did you make a kiddush? So he said, no, I didn't make a kiddush. So the stipler said, you know, when you make a kiddush, people come, and they, well, what is the kiddush? Some fun. What's it all about? They come, they get fun, they eat, they shmooze, they say Lashon Hara, and you laugh at the Rabbi's drasha and the chazan today. Is that what it's all about? People come, and they give you brachas. They say you should have a lot of nachas, and may your daughter, may she grow up to accomplish, and be successful, and she have atzlacha, and you answer amen. And you give them a little food, and they're happy, and they're simcha. You know, those brachos are very powerful brachos. And especially, you know, those are powerful brachos. You denied your daughter those brachos by not making a kiddush when she was born. And that's why you have this trouble now. So what's the solution? The solution is, I don't know if he told us, so then it became a craze. It became a craze and anxiety. All these girls who are in their mid-20s are making kiddushim in honor.
Yalmach made up that story.
They're making kiddushim in honor of their daughters in their mid-20s in order to be masaking the kiddush that was not made when they were born. It became a craze. I don't know. So they went to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Rav Chaim Kanievsky is the stipler's son. Rav Chaim Kanievsky is the stipler. They asked him, they told him, people are doing this. They're going around, they're in a panic, they're making a kiddush in honor of their daughters. Is the story true? So he says, the story is sheker. It's sheker, it's been set up, reported the story. It's not, there's nothing, there's a bubble myself. And for some reason, it's become popular, the story. But even though it's sheker, the story is sheker, and there's something to it. What's to it? When you give a person bracha, you can't hold Hashem hostage. You got to give the world, there are certain rules that are built into the world. You got to give a person time. You got to give a Kadosh Baruch Hu time to allow the bracha to percolate and develop and come to be. When your child is born, where do you see that from? You see that mamash from this idea that I'm telling you now, an incredible insight. G'shem shnichnas l'bris, can you call this the Torah l'chub l'maisim tovim? What does it mean, maisim tovim? It can't stop mean maisim tovim, good deeds, because if it means stop good deeds, then the order should be before Torah, or should at least be between Torah and chuppah. So what does maisim tovim mean? It's a Tereshu Gemara. The Gemara says, Ma'aseh Yadav, our children. So then it makes perfect sense why maisim tovim comes after chuppah. So could you imagine, you're already giving brachos that this little baby who's 8 days old should be zoicha to have children? Suddenly you think about when he's 20 years old, so then you already start worrying about what kind of shirk, having children, this and that. You got to give Hashem time to let the bracha, I didn't recognize you with your coat. I don't even know who you are now. You got me scared.
The weather forecast. My fingers were telling me it's time.
You're getting me scared.
It's just the winter.
So this is something. It's a very interesting idea. When you give a bracha, you got to give Hashem time. You got to give things. Everything has to work out. All the connections have to come about. You give a person a bracha, you know, I need a shidduch, the emergency shidduch, tomorrow. I need it tomorrow. You know, you got to give a person, you got to give a Kadosh Baruch Hu some room to
operate.
And you see that, and you have to take it seriously. You come to a bris, you say the bracha, take it seriously. You're giving the person the bracha. Hashem listens to your brachas, especially when you're giving a Kadosh Baruch Hu a lot of time that the person should be matzliach in chuppah and in raising his own children. Okay, let's go to another idea. Today, in this daf, it's a very powerful daf of Ba'avoin Shloisha Dvarim, Al Shloisha Aveiros. This is a daf Lamed Aleph on the base. This is the sugya of the daf. Al Shloisha Aveiros. Three things. Nida, chala, halakas, ner. The Gemara discusses in detail why these three things and what it's the relationship to an isha. Finally, the Gemara discusses this. The Gemara gives really two mahalchim, and the Gemara gives different examples why dafka b'shas leida when there are time of sakana. But for these three things, nashim are judged at the time of birth, childbirth, if they have been negligent in fulfilling these three mitzvos, nida, chala, halakha, saner, and it can be a kitrug against them at the time of leida. So I saw something very interesting in the Sefer Nitzotzei Hashas by Rav, his name, the last name is Rav Perlau, and he's almost a liquid, I don't think it's his idea, is that we find a Gemara Masechta Berachos, the Gemara Masechta Berachos on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara talks about Chana. This got me thinking. The Gemara darshins the tefillah of Chana. Chana, from Chana we learn Koyach HaTefillah. One of the things that she said in her tefillah was Be'oni amosecha al tishkach es amosecha. I'm not sure I'm reading the vowels correctly. V'nosata l'amosecha zera anoshim. She said HaKadosh Baruch Hu the word amosecha three times. Be'oni amosecha al tishkach es amosecha v'nosata l'amosecha. She said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember your maidservant. Three times in her tefillah is the word mentioned. Why three times? Omar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Gimel Amosos Halalu Lama Omra, Chana, Lama, period. Why did she say Amosecha three times? The Gemara answers, Omra Chan Lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Shloisha Bidkei Misa Barasa Beisha. The Amrila Shloisha Divkei Misa. That was yesterday's daf, Masechta Shabbos. There are three tests that are done when a woman is in labor, if she is nizer and chala, nida, halakha, saner. Some learn not tests, but divkate, things that cleave, sins that cleave to a woman at a time of danger. The Elohe nida, v'chala, v'halakha, saner. And she said, Ribbono shel Olam, kilum, avarti, al achas mehen. Did I violate one of these sins? I'm nizar in halakha saneh, I'm nizar in chala, I'm nizar in chala, why then do I have to suffer? So he says there, that's why Chana is Rashi Tevos. Why did she say this? What does that have to do with anything? Chana is Rashi Tevos, chala, nida, hadlaka saner. So she had a certain sensitivity to these three because this was Merumas in her own name, and these things bring Leda, and therefore that's why she felt more than others she deserved to have a child, being that her name is Merames on these particular mitzvos in the Rosh Hashanah. So that's not really, I'm not really finished. That's not the end of the Vart. But Chana connects with these three. Now, before we go to the next part of it, I just want to tell you something else that's very interesting, which is a tangent off this topic. Why does it say hadlokas haner, the lighting of the candle? Why doesn't it say ner, or tikun ner, or different expressions to refer to ner Shabbos? So this is a halachic issue. And it's discussed by, I think it's mentioned in Mishnah Berurah, it's mentioned in different Sefer Halacha, that it's also brought down in the Tikkuni Zohar, that a man also should participate in the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos. They should prepare their Ner Shabbos. They should set up the Leichter, and the woman lights the Neros. That's why it's very, it's meduyik here, Hadlokas HaNer, to light the Ner. The Hadloka, the lighting of the Ner, not the arrangement and the preparation of the Ner. And you see that this idea goes so far that even in this Jewish, in Chana, because it's funny, Chana is merameis on these three mitzvahs of Nida, Nun is that's the Nun. Ches is Chala, and the Hey Hadlok Asaner. That's not a real remez. You would say to me, the real remez should be Ner. Should be another Nun. Exactly, but it's really the Gemara. The Gemara says Hadlokas Haner, because the Iker mitzvah for the Isha is the Hadloka, which is a musar that the man should prepare the Ner. Okay, now let's go further. Once we're in the theme of Chana, this got me thinking. Let's go now to Amud Beis. Amud Beis and Sechta Shavas Avon Beis. The Gemara then says, okay, the woman, yeah.
Why is this inserted by Ben Madlik?
This halacha.
Yes.
It's related to, so it's part of Halakha Saner. If a woman, I mean, why more than Masechta? Yes, why more than Masechta Nida, and why more than Masechta Chala? I don't know the answer to the question. It's three things. Three
Shabbos, Erev Shabbos.
It's all of the halachas, the entire parak are tied to the laws of the Erev Shabbos, of preparing the Ner. All of those things are done Erev Shabbos.
The compilation of the Siddur.
Okay.
Why did it fit in?
No, it's not necessarily, it's a Mishnah. We say this.
I understand that.
We say the entire parak. Bamed Malikin is an entire parak in Masechta Shabbos. We recite the entire parak Friday night between Kabbalah Shabbos, and it's not just a memra. It's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah, part of the entire parak. Now let's go further. After, so this woman, the Chazal tell us that Chanan was misspelled. Chalandi was given a reward, she had a child. Then the Gemara Beis tells us, once you have children, and you've survived the process of Leda, there's another danger. The danger is the child, Chas Hashem, can be taken away when the child is young. Bavoin, and the Gemara goes on, why do children die young? And the truth is, the Gemara gives four reasons. Number one, Avoin Nedarim. Then the Gemara goes on and says an entirely different reason of Bittul Torah. Then it goes on to say Mezuzah. And then it says Tzitzis. Strange Gemara. The Gemara, if you go summarize the entire Gemara, it's almost a half a page of Gemara. The bottom line is there are four possible reasons why a child can die. Chas v'shalom le'aleinu kitanim. One more time. Number one is nedarim. Number two is bittul Torah. Number three, mezuzah. Number four is tzitzis. My inyan zel is that. What are these? Why are these four mitzvahs shaykh to banim mesim ketanim? So now that we know that the children coming into this world, leida, the ikar koyach of leida comes from chana, the tefillah for children. Children don't just come into the world without tefillah. Tefillah is an essential ingredient to bring a child into this world. And we know that from chana. And we lay in this haftarah on the yom of tefillah, the yom of tefillah Rosh Hashanah. The first day of Rosh Hashanah, the haftarah is tefillah chana. Chana was mispelled for a child. And chana's, her name represents, should be zeichet to leida, a healthy process of leida. I'm nizer in the three mitzvahs which are given to an isha. Tzmenum is in my name. Chala, Nida, Halakas Haner. She was Zaycha. Hashem answered her tefillah. She had a child. The child was Misakana. The child almost died because he did Naver. He was Maralach Bafnei Rabba. But what do we know about Chana? About her promise to Hashem? She made a neder. She made a vow. What was her vow? She'll bring him where? To the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash, what is a mezuzah? This is a little bit of a Jewish. If Rabbi Axelrod was here, he would tell me this is a Jewish with a capital D. What is a bias? What is a mezuzah? A mezuzah sanctifies the bias. You have a bias, that's a mundane location. When you put a mezuzah on your home, this is a Beis Hashem. This is a place of Kedusha. The ultimate place of Kedusha, the ultimate bias of Kedusha is the Beis HaMikdash. A mezuzah represents you taking a room and you're giving the room sanctity. It is a Beis Hashem. The Beis Hamikdash is the ultimate ultimate place that captures the essence of what a mezuzah is all about. It is the Beis Hashem. What did he do there in the Beis Hashem? Not just to come there once, to serve, to be mishares, to learn, to study Torah under Eli HaKohen. He was there to study Torah, to learn. And what else does it say? What else does it say about Chana? It says that Chana umi'il koton ta'aselo imo v'ha'also lo miyamim yamima. Every year she would come and she would bring her child a new garment. And what do you put on the garment? You can be certain you put on the new garment with four corners, tzitzis. So it's fascinating that Chana did these four things. She was mispalel to have a child. The essence of her prayer was Amosecha, Amosecha, or Amosecha, whatever it says, Amosecha, your maidservant, three times. Chala Nida Halaka Saner. She now has a child. What did she do to preserve her child? She made a neder. She made a neder that this child's going to be serving the Beis Hamikdash. In fact, she made him into a nazir, Chazal tell us. Shmuel was a nazir. She put upon him, nazirus comes from the koyach of a neder. She imposed upon him the koyach of a nazirus through a neder. And what was the neder? That he should be in the Beis Hashem. And he should serve, not just come once in the Beis Hashem, to serve, to learn Torah in the Beis Hashem. And she brought him a garment of tzitzis. Tzitzis is, or Ismael says, Chaitim is kol mitzvah. These exact four things appear by the child of Chana. And perhaps that is the reason why Chazal backwards finds source in the Torah, Bashav, and V'limadhem Osam Espenechem, all the various drush that are presented in Daf, Lamabez, and Lamabez, to find source in the Torah, that Balvoin, these four things, children die, because the source of this is in the Maisa of Chana, where she did indeed perform these four things in order to be Mechazik and to preserve the life of her child. Now let's go even a step further. Now, today it became a big thing. When a child becomes 3 years old, they have an upsharon. And after the upsharon, that's not the end, it's just the beginning. What do they do after the upsharon? The next day, they take the child. They didn't do this now as a child, that was for sure. I have no doubt about that. This is something which is a new thing. Yeah, they let the kids hair grow for 3 years. What else they do? They wrap in a talus. They wrap. I saw this with my own eyes. They wrap the kid. See this? They take the kid. They wrap him in a talus. Ask your children. I'm sure your grandchildren they must have done this. No, the Litvaks do this already today. It became a new world today. The Litvaks, they take the kid. They wrap him. They completely wrap him up in the talus. Even the biggest Litvaks do this. And they carry him in a talus into yeshiva, and then they take out the aleph bays, the honey, and they lick the aleph bays. What's this all about? It's the same exact thing that Chana did. It's the same as that you have a child. A person was zoicha to have a child. So very big achrayis. You want a child to live a long life. Kesheim shnichnas the risk and yikanes the Torah l'chup alayisem tov. You want to live a long life. You're doing exactly these things. You're taking him in a talus. A talus shel mitzvah with tzitzis. You are bringing him to mezuzah. Mezuzah, you're taking him to the yeshiva, the Beis Hashem. And what are you doing in the Beis Hashem? You're giving him over to the Rebbe to learn the Torah, to lick the letters of the Aleph Beis. You're devoting him. You are reenacting the four things that Chana did for her child. And why? He shall live a long life, a long, successful, productive life. That's today's daf. There are four reasons why. You don't want this to happen. You have to be mekayim these four things: nedarim, mezuzah, tzitzis, and. What was the fourth one?
Torah.
And Torah. It's exactly what Chana did.
Which neder?
She promised.
Which neder by the ceremony?
It means you're basically committing yourself that this child is going to be part of this yeshiva. He's devoted to learning. I'm not going to send him to public school. I'm sending him. I'm committing myself to pay high tuitions. That's what you're doing. I'm going to write out the head checks right now for the next 20. 20, for the next 60 years, I'll support him. You're writing out the head checks. This is you're committing yourself. It's a form of neder for Torah in the Beis Hashem, all wrapped up in the talis. So if Hanach Lahem Li Yisrael, it's a certain reenactment of what Chana was doing, and why was Chana doing it? It fits perfectly into today's daf. And why Dafka Chana? Because that's where it really all started. Before the child came into existence, there had to be about kosh, there should be a child, there should be a process of Leda, a healthy process of Leda where the mother and child survive. And that comes from Chana. Chana is Bavoyin Gimel Devar Meis and the Isha Meis B'Shas Leda. Chala, Halakha, Saner, and Nida. So all of these ideas, I believe, do come together at least to some degree. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a nice day.